What? 351 at the bottom. 351 at the bottom, which is Tzadik Aleph on top. We're on top of the line, top of the page.
Yeah.
Sadik Aleph is 353. We are in 353. That's what we're up to. Okay. Last time we learned the very different thing. A positive mitzvah, you get forgiven right away. Negative mitzvah, you need tshuva and Yom Kippur. The capital punishment sins, you need three things, even punishment. Right? Tshuva, Yom Kippur, and punishment. And then the fourth thing, the Rebbe doesn't mention, for Chil Hashem, the fourth thing is then you need also death. Okay. So the Rebbe was discussing positive, negative, which one's better, stronger, worse, and so on. Okay. But again, it's very important to realize this. Igeres Tshuva is part of Tanya. We mentioned this a while ago. Igeres Tshuva is part of Tanya. Tanya is based on the Sharbat all the way at the beginning of the book. The Alter Rebbe says the whole Tanya is based on the Pasuk, Korev Elacha Dover Ma'ed Beficha Bevochel Aseis. It's very close and easy for a person to serve Hashem in thought, speech, and action. And the Alter Rebbe says on the Sharbat, all the way before the introduction of Tanya, the Alter Rebbe says the whole purpose of the book of Tanya is to show how easy it is for a person to serve Hashem in thought, speech, and action. Okay? So the Rebbe explains that if Igeres Tshuva, which is a part of Tanya, so the Alter Rebbe is going to be explaining how easy it is for a Jew to do Tshuva. Okay? And it's very interesting, before we start, the Rebbe quotes the Rogachev, speaks about this and proves in the Rambam in different places. A goy, a non-Jew, could also do Tshuva. That we find Yonah, after Yonah, we read on Yom Kippur, Yonah was sent to the city of Nineveh, and he didn't want to go because he was afraid they're going to do tshuva. He got swallowed by the whale. You know, that whole story. Right. So over there it says in the pasuk that the city of Nineveh did tshuva. So there is a concept of repentance or whatever it is by non-Jews also. But the Rogachev explains, and the Rebbe holds of this also, that the difference between Jewish tshuva, or rather tshuva of a Jew versus tshuva of a non-Jew, is the tshuva of a Jew is retroactively good. The tshuva of a non-Jew is from here onward. There's a lot of halachic differences, but that's an interesting point. Okay, it's not for now. Hine, mitzvah sa tshuva minateiro. The Alter Rebbe says like this. The mitzvah, biblical mitzvah of tshuva, which is, by the way, a mitzvah in the Torah to do tshuva, is azivas achet bilvad, leaving the sin. Nahainu, which means, the Alter Rebbe said, what does that mean? Sheyigmer beliba beleif shalim. The person makes up his mind in a complete heart, meaning honestly, truthfully. Lebal yoshev eid lekisla, that he will never do evil to Hashem. Limrate foolishness. Limrate b'malchusa yizbarich, to rebel against Hashem, because when you do an aveda, you're rebelling against Hashem. Whether it's passive or active, it depends if it's positive or negative mitzvah. And he makes up his mind, v'le'yavir eid mitzvah samelech has v'sholim, and he will not transgress anymore the mitzvah of the king, meaning the mitzvahs of Hashem, whether it's mitzvah saseh or lei saseh, whether it's positive mitzvah or negative mitzvah. What is tshuva? Regretting the sin. And therefore, what the Alter Rebbe calls here from the Gemara and in Chai Shemishpat, Simon Lamedal and Inyan Edus, is interesting. The Gemara says, and the Rebbe proves this from a Gemara, the Gemara says if a man comes over to a woman and gives her a ring for Kedushin, for betrothal, and he says, Harei at Mekodesh Yasi, you are consecrated to me with this ring, according to the laws of Moshe and Yisrael, and the condition I'm a tzaddik gomor, a complete tzaddik. He makes a condition. You are mekudeshes to me, you are consecrated to me, with this ring, according to laws of Moshe and Yisrael, on the condition I'm a tzaddik gomor. So the Gemara says, even if the guy is a Rasha gomor, even if the guy is a complete wicked guy, it's a doubtful kedushin. It's doubtful. Why? Shema hirer tshuva b'libei. Maybe the guy in his mind, in his heart, repented. Now, if that is not tshuva, then the guy's still a wicked guy. Right? Why are we saying it's doubtful? Because maybe he's not a Rasha. Why is he maybe not a Rasha? Because maybe he thought to do tshuva. Which means if he thought to do tshuva, the Kedushin would be valid because he's not wicked anymore. He didn't fast, he didn't bang his chest, he didn't, scream and yell. What is tshuva without Rebbe Prusin there? The concept of tshuva is leaving the sin, making up your mind, truthfully, I'm never going to do it again. That is the meaning of tshuva. And Alter Rebbe is going to say, not like people think it's fasting and torturing and all that. Mitzvah of tshuva is, you make up your mind, but he says, meaning to mean it, not. Like they say, a person says, Ashamnu, God knew I sinned. It's very good, but it depends how you sing it. A guy could say, I sinned. He said, I sinned. He confessed. He said, I sinned. But he sang it, I sinned? I mean, what are you talking about? Of course. But he said, I sinned. Then you can have another guy that says, I sinned, and I'm planning to continue. It's a confession. He said, I sinned. But obviously, it's not a confession. And then you have the real way, I sinned, and I really am not going to do it again. By the way, it's important to note, even though eventually it's going to happen again, that doesn't mean the tshuva now is not sincere. To give you a simple example of this, there's a day in the year called Yom Kippur. You ever hear of it? It's such a day. It's a day of tshuva, believe it or not. People, now let me ask you a question. Do you ever really see a difference between people before Yom Kippur and after Yom Kippur? You don't see it. Same people, same shtick, same stuff, same people. Okay. Does that mean, by the way, that the Yom Kippur was worthless? 100% not. When they said, they alchet and all the confessionals and the person, fake cry, real cry, whatever the news is, if a person meant it on Yom Kippur, that's proper tshuva. The next day they're sinning again. Yeah, we have a Yetzer Hara. He's getting me to sin again. That doesn't negate the fact that when I said I'm sorry for sinning, I meant it. And therefore it's a proper tshuva. So the Alter Rebbe is saying, what is tshuva? Just making up your mind, regretting what you did, and making up your mind, I'm never going to do it again. And he said, v'zehu ikar pirush loshon tshuva. That's the primary, basic meaning of the word tshuva. Tshuva means to return. Right? In fact, the Holy Ghost of tshuva, the Alter Rebbe is going to explain that tshuva does not mean repentance. The Hebrew word for repentance, by the way, in Hebrew is charata, which means regret, repentance. Tshuva in Hebrew, the Zohar says, means to return. Lashuv. So what is the definition of tshuva? Lashuv al Hashem b'chol libei u'v'chol nafshei, to return to Hashem with all your heart and soul. La'avdei, to serve Him. V'lishmer kol mitzvaysev, and to keep all the mitzvahs. Meaning, serve Him is positive mitzvahs. Lishmar means to keep, which is a negative mitzvah. That's what the tshuva is. Kameshikosu, like the Pasuk says, Yazev Rosh Hadarke, let the evil, the wicked people, abandon their way. Vishav and Machshavesav, and the sinfulness of his thoughts. Vyashuv El Hashem, and the return Hashem. So what does tshuva actually mean? As Alter Rebbe is going to explain through the Holy Ghost and tshuva, basically what happens, I left, and I need to return. Through sin, the person causes themselves, and for that matter, they cause Hashem, as the Rebbe will explain later, they cause Hashem to leave, to go into exile, to go into evil, and tshuva is returning yourself, and that godly spark that you dumped into evil, to return it back to Hashem where it belongs.
Tshuva is even a tzaddik because of that, right? Because it's returning to Hashem, it's coming closer to Hashem.
Correct. When the Alter Rebbe was released from prison, after Yutus Kislev, the Misnagdim wanted to have a vikuach, a debate with him. They had a lot of questions in Kabbalah and Chassidus. They had a lot of questions. So first there was a debate on learning, and then they asked Alter Rebbe questions. One of the questions they asked Alter Rebbe was, in the Zayir it says that when Mashiach comes, he's going to lasove tzadikai b'tiyufta. Mashiach is going to get tzadikim to do tshuva. Okay. So they ask the Alter Rebbe, you're basically saying that tzadikim sin and they need to do tshuva. So you're degrading us tzadikim, and you're grading the whole concept of tzadikim by saying they're sinning. What do you mean the Zohar says they have to do tshuva? If tzadikim are perfect, why do they have to do tshuva? That was a question they asked actually the Alter Rebbe in the debate. The Alter Rebbe answered them that tshuva is not for sin only. And the Alter Rebbe brought the proof from Chumash, from Moshe Rabbeinu, from Chumash and Rashi. When Moshe Rabbeinu saw Hashem at the burning bush, Parshas Shmos, right? Moshe Rabbeinu was taking care of Yisra's sheep and the sheep ran away and he came to the burning bush. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, okay, Vayemer Moshe, the Pasuk says, Asura no, let me turn, Ve'eres ha-mara ha-godol hazeh, let me see this great phenomenon happening, Madua lo-yiveh ha-sna, why the bush is not becoming consumed. It's burning, 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 and it's not becoming consumed. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, Asura no, let me turn to see what's going on there. So Rashi says, from the Medrash, what did Moshe Rabbeinu say? Rashi says in Chumash, Asura mikan liskariv l'sham. Let me leave here to go there. What's Rashi saying? Yeah, let me go see what it's about, meaning go from here to there. Rashi is saying, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he saw the burning bush, he saw a level of godliness that's super great. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Asura mikan, I have to leave my present level, l'hiskariv l'sham, to become closer to the higher level of godliness. And therefore, the Alter Rebbe explained to them that tshuva, the Zohar says, means returning. There is a returning that a person does by sinning. They need to return, which is, by the way, the second hey of Hashem's name. Tshuva is tashuv hey. Returning hey. Now there's two heys in Hashem's name. The second hey, the lower hey, represents the tshuva tatar, the lower level of tshuva, which is for sin. I lowered godliness into the galus, into evil and all that. That you need to return. There's the higher level of tshuva, it's called tshuva ilah, the first hey of Hashem's name. That tshuva, the Alter Rebbe explains, in the Gersa tshuva, by the way, that's not for sin. It's returning to a higher level of godliness. Godliness is so infinite. As great as a person is, they have to reach a higher level. And that's what the Alter Rebbe explained. That's what Mashiach is going to do. Lasove tzadikayu b'tiyuvta. Mashiach is going to get tzadikim not because they sinned. He's going to get them to do tshuva, meaning to return to a greater level of godliness that they weren't at yet. So the concept of tshuva is for everybody. But the lower level of tshuva, if I didn't sin, I don't have to repent for something I didn't do. Even though, the Alter Rebbe explains this in Tanya, and it's explained all over Chassidus, no matter how great a person is, compared to Hashem, it's evil. Compared to Hashem, it's evil. So you can have a coarse level of evil, meaning a bad level of evil, and you can have a level of evil which is relative bad. Lamarshall, for instance, good compared to better is evil. Now good is not evil. Good is good. But good compared to evil, I mean to better, is bad. So if a tzaddik could become better than what they are, who can't? Everybody could become better, because Hashem's infinite. So if a person's good, perfect, a perfect Jew, yeah, no sins, nothing, which doesn't happen too often, no sins, but the fact that they're good and they could be better, relatively speaking, they did evil. Relatively speaking. For that, they need to do tshuva also. Just like Chassidus explains, what does the concept of humility mean? Humility means you know exactly who you are, you know your greatnesses, you know everything about yourself, but compared to what I should be, I'm nothing. And that's what real humility is. And the same thing with the concept of tshuva. And yeah, later on, and then it gets the truth. Alter Rebbe is going to explain tshuva ilah means not even for sin. And therefore, that tshuva ilah, by the way, is more with simcha than the lower level of tshuva, which is regretting the bad that we did. Even though the Rebbe says both need simcha, if there's Hashem b'simcha and everything. But from good to better is not sad. It's the happiness that I could reach a higher level by being better than good. And that's what it's all about. Okay. Or like he says, Upashas Nitzavim, like 10 lines from the top of the page. Upashas Nitzavim Ksivim, Upashas Nitzavim, the Pasuk says, V'shafto ad Hashem Elokecha, you should return to Hashem, V'shamata B'koilei, and listen to His voice, B'chol Levavcha, with all your heart. Right? That's the concept of tshuva. Like he says, from all these psukim, returning to Hashem. Or, the pasuk says, Shuvi Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha, return Jews to Hashem. Or Ashiveinu Hashem Elach, Hashem should bring us back, return us back to Him. So that's what tshuva is. And he says, V'lei kedas ha'amein, this is not what the multitudes of people think, that tshuva is fasting. A lot of people tell you, how do you do tshuva? You fast and you torture yourself and that's it. Alter Rebbe says 100% wrong. It is not at all, it's not at all the concept of tshuva.
So why are we fasting and tshuva?
1 minute, we're not done yet. Fasting is post tshuva. It's post tshuva. It's not tshuva, it's post tshuva. I mean, that's in one line. Now the Rebbe is going to explain it. And he says even more. But before we mention that if you transgressed very severe sins, you need tshuva, Yom Kippur, and punishment. So why isn't punishment and suffering a part of tshuva? He says, "Afilu misha aver al krisus umisus bezdin." Even if somebody did avedus where Hashem kills you or bezdin kills you, right? No matter what the shegmar kaparosei, that the end of forgiveness, the complete forgiveness, is ayde sudden through punishment and suffering. He says, that means Hakadosh Baruch Hu may be all of you. It's not what you torture yourself. If God loves you and God wants you to have the ultimate completeness of tshuva for the severe sin that you did, that's capital punishment, so Hashem will make you suffer, but not the person fasting and suffering themselves. Not to make themselves suffer. Maybe all of you saw them, like it says, Dr. Rebbe quoted this passage before, Upokadati, he says, Hashem says, I will remember b'shevu with a stick, meaning, pokadati daika. Hashem says, I am going to remember the person with a stick. Meaning, I'm going to do it to you, not yourself. Meaning, when does Hashem make the person suffer? When the tshuva of the person is acceptable to Hashem. When he returns to Hashem with all his heart and soul out of love, so then, when Hashem sees that you really mean it, but tshuva itself is not going to do it because it was such a severe sin, So Hashem says, you know what? I'm going to cleanse you completely by making you suffer a little bit, and then your atonement will be complete. You'll be mamish clean. Kamaim upon him, so that with the awakening of the person to become closer to Hashem, and it's like the image of water, and you see your face in the water, it's a mirror, Isirusa de la'ela becomes an awakening from above, la'eder ha'ava v'chesed Hashem, to awaken Hashem's love and kindness, l'marek aveinai, to cleanse the person's sins, be yisurim b'ilamazeh, in this world, I'll explain in a second, like it says, as asher yav Hashem yechiyach, the one Hashem loves, a l'admanish, a chastise, whatever the English word you want to use. Meaning like this. A neshama, the Gemara says in Chagig about Acher, Elisha ben Avoya, the Gemara says, motiv de ladaina, it's worth Acher to go through the punishment of Gehenim, of hell, v'leise la'alma da'asa, to come to Gan Eden. It's worth all the punishment of Gehenim, because what's Gehenim? Hell is not a purgatory, it's not a damnation. Gehenim is a cleansing. Okay? To use coarse physical language, which is really, doesn't make sense. You sin, you get dirty. Okay? In order to go to Gan Eden, you need to be clean. They don't let dirty people into Gan Eden. Okay? You gotta take a shower. You need to take a good hot shower. Okay? That's Gehenim. Sometimes, as Alter Rebbe explained, you need additional. You remember years ago, they used to rub it on the board and shake it. Okay, sometimes you need chibet akevin kafakela besides Gehenim. But what is Gehenim? Gehenim is a cleansing process for the neshama. Okay? The Alter Rebbe is saying over here, when Hashem sees that your tshuva is sincere and really mean it, Hashem will cleanse you here rather than up there. Hashem will cleanse you up here by hitting you or make you suffer. But it's brought down in Tzfarim, a little suffering here takes away a lot of suffering up there. At the end of Gersa Tshuva, the Alter Rebbe is going to bring an analogy. You know, when the shadow of the sun moves a few inches down here, the sun moved hundreds of miles up there. A little bit down here, a few inches down here is a tremendous, it's like 100 miles up there, whatever. It said, brought down in Sodom that if somebody, lets you needs a quarter for the meter, whatever, and they put their hand in the pocket and they take out a dime, they have to go back into the pocket a second time to take out a quarter, that's punishment that Hashem is doing to you that cleanses you from Gehenim. It's pretty good. So now Hashem says like this, the Alter Rebbe is saying, what is Hashem saying? That if I see your, but fasting, self-infliction, has absolutely nothing to do with tshuva. What does the concept of affliction and suffering come from? When Hashem sees, Alter Rebbe says, that the person's tshuva is sincere, and he really means it, and he's returning to Hashem with all his heart, with love and fear and all that, Hashem says, I'm going to cleanse you. I'm going to clean, that's kapari, he said, cleansing, he said in the first page. Kapod is mekanech lichlo chachet. You cleanse the filth of the sin. Hashem said, I'm going to punish you a little bit in this world. That's the cleansing process, that your tshuva is complete and then you're free to go. But it's as far as the person goes, there's no concept at all of a person torturing themselves. The pasuk says, upokadti, I will remember with the stick. Meaning, it's up to Hashem, not us. And fasting is not going to do anything. Lochein, therefore, the Alter Rebbe says, Lo hiskiro yarambam vasmag, not the Rambam, when he mentions the mitzvah of tshuva, not the Sefer Mitzvahs Gedalus that enumerates the mitzvahs, do not mention shum tainus klal b'mitzvahs ha-tshuva. They don't mention the concept of fasting at all when they talk about the mitzvah of tshuva, even by sins of krisus umisus bezna, even when Hashem kills you or bezna is supposed to kill you, even then they don't mention about fasting.
But But over time, Rabbi Shimon did not say some blessings that if you did this kind of a sin, you should pass this many tests. Not here, but he says it in the other children.
Yeah.
So that's not that we should start.
No. That's post-tshuva. Post-tshuva. Nothing to do with tshuva.
So why are we fasting?
Well, you can wait until Perek Beis. But in a nutshell, to give you a preview, when a person, the Gemara says like this, a person gets into a fight against the king. Okay? He apologizes to the king, and the king, or friends, let's even friends, yeah? Get into a fight with a friend, it happens once a lifetime. You get in a fight with a friend or somebody else, and you apologize and they forgive you. The relationship is still not what it used to be. Okay? So the Gemara says, how do you recreate, this is the Gemara says, how do you recreate the relationship like it was before? So the Gemara says, you'd send them a present. In other words, that's not the tshuva. The tshuva is, I'm sorry, I apologize, I'm not going to do it again. You're forgiven. You're forgiven for sure. But the relationship is not what it used to be. So what's the inyan of a korban? A person brought a sin offering. Or asham, or whatever it is. Yachatos, asham, whatever. That's not the tshuva. You could be a billionaire and sin a lot and just bring sacrifices and never repent. That's worthless. What is the union of a carbon? The Gemara says that post tshuva, to recreate the relationship like it was with Hashem then, so then they would bring a carbon. Now there's no Beis HaMikdash, it's fasting. Now that the Rebbe says fasting is forbidden, now we did tzedakah. But that's not the mitzvah of tshuva. It's not at all the mitzvah of tshuva. The mitzvah of tshuva is regret, and now the Alter Rebbe is going to continue. It's the next week of Mitzvah Shem, the concept of confession, okay. Of vidui. Okay?
So it's not